This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on till 6:30 tonight. I know we got some callers waiting, but we wanted to play you a couple of clips. Tyrann Mathieu, along with Foster Morrow, met the media today. And on this clip, Tyrann Mathieu says the defense got Dennis Allen fired.
I mean, it's tough, man. I think anytime you lose as many games as we've lost in a row, I mean, a lot of questions have to get answered. Things have to change. But like I told the defensive back unit, man, like, man, if you don't feel bad, like, something's probably wrong with you. You know, like, I absolutely believe that, you know, defensively, we played probably the biggest role in, you know, him getting fired. You know, like to go from a really good defense to a defense that's really kind of unrecognizable. You know what I mean? Like, as far as our standard goes, yeah, man, like that's tough. And I think we defensively played the biggest role, you know, with the way we played, the way we didn't close out games, you know, tackling has kind of been an issue for us really all season. You know, I felt like we were able to take the ball away. We just didn't really capitalize on it too often, you know. So I think defensively, man, like we probably played the biggest role, you know, in him not being here anymore.
That was Tyrann Mathieu and Bob.
Well, he's speaking the truth.
Yeah, and when you lose that, your side of the ball, because Dennis Allen's a defensive coach.
Well, that's his wheelhouse. That's his baby.
And when you start to lose that, you know, it's going to come apart.
Yeah, and it was always one thing after the other. It could be a crucial penalty against you, like Paulson Adebo. Or it could be the missed tackles. Honey Badger, I love Honey Badger, one of the greatest LSU players ever. But he's an old pro. And I'm not talking about an old pro as far as having success. An old pro like where he's going to miss one or two significant tackles a game. And that's supposed to be where, if we're going to win this year, I thought if we were going to be hovering around 8-9, 9-8, and ball, the ball's bouncing away, we get the double-digit wins, our defense had to kick ass. And that didn't happen.
Nope.
And so that's not happening. So that's a – Honey Badger was right on it. He goes, yeah, we wanted the main reason why Dennis Allen's no longer the head coach.
You can't disagree with him there. Tyrann also spoke on his belief in the Saints' new interim head coach, Darren Rissey.
I think you'll see us come closer. I think we'll be way more accountable. And I actually believe in Riz. I think Riz is the type of coach and the type of leader and the type of man that really can kind of command the room. I think he kind of knows what buttons to push to motivate his guys, right? And he's a straight shooter. And I think you need that sometimes. I think guys need to be called out sometimes, right? Like, and so, you know, I think Riz is going to provide us like with that sense of reality, you know what I mean? Like always. And so I'm just looking forward to really playing for him because, like I said, you know, he's a special teams coach, and I don't spend a lot of time with him, but we have a great relationship. And I think that says a lot about, you know, who he is as a coach. You know, I think, you know, I've been on a few teams where special teams coaches don't really talk to guys that they don't need. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, he's a guy that has a really good relationship with a lot of people, you know, as far as players and stuff goes. So, you know, I think he'll be all right. And you know, on another note, like this is an opportunity for him too to kind of make his mark and show the rest of the league that he can kind of command the team and, you know, push those guys in the right direction. So I'm excited about it. I mean, obviously, you know, you never want anyone to be fired, you know, because we all got bills, we all got kids, right? And it's just not a good feeling, you know, when you know somebody's you know, not going to be with you anymore. So I think Riz will do a great job. I think Joe Woods has coached in his league a lot. I think he's proven. And so, you know, he called a lot of plays for us in training camp too. So I kind of already know like what type of game we'll be playing, you know, Sunday. So, yeah, man, I believe in those two guys. And, you know, like I said, obviously under different circumstances, you know, right? But, yeah, man, I believe in
Bob, Tyrann Mathieu talking about Darren Rizzi, the Saints' new interim head coach. You know what's funny? I was doing a show somewhere else for one of the Yahoo networks. It popped in my head that Brad Holmes, when he hired Dan Campbell, he said one of the reasons he went back and checked how Dan Campbell, he was the interim coach with the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
How he handled that situation. And he said that had a place in when I hired Dan. I felt the way he handled a bad spot really helped him get the spot in Detroit.
Well, yeah, it's going to be like you have to call out players and not just you know, be buddies with sometimes because they're well compensated, whether it be like, well, you might be in a meeting, in a position meeting, like, well, look how we closed out the game. You can't have those damn stupid penalties. I mean, you know, everybody talks about two-minute offense, but you look at four-minute offense. How are we going to close out the game and all of a sudden, you know, you have the lead, and then you want to close out the game, but then down in distance, it's like second and 30. Third and 18, and then you look at the penalties. Then all of a sudden, first and 23. How are you going to have sustained drive? So those penalties, look, you got to be held accountable. When you look at that, the missed tackles, and, you know, call out a player. What, you forgot how to tackle? Haven't you been playing tackle football your whole life? It has to be a lot of tough love and concentration or lack of concentration, drop passes. And then, you know, and all of a sudden, Coach Rizzi could say, like, okay, how I'm going to manage the game as far as clock management, all that. Everybody has to look in the mirror and be able to look at one another. Everybody has to be pulling in the same direction. You know, when you do that, the tug of war and then all, and you're pulling on the rope, are we all pulling in the same direction? So that's where you got to get, where everyone believes and trusts one another. And sometimes you go, I made a mistake, you move on. No. If you want to be a pro, you can't continuously make those kind of mistakes, or the NFL will be not for long.
Bob, one of the things, and the finer points of details, I think this team, it didn't hit that. It did the first two games, but afterwards you could start to see details, the execution of a play. Something went wrong. And, okay, this isn't golf or tennis. So if one guy messes up out of the 11, guess what? Play don't work. That no. Finer points of detail this team is not good at.
Well, and I don't know, you're talking man to man, and I don't know, different personalities. When Paulson Adebo keeps being overly aggressive and getting penalties that cost you and put the opponent in field goal range, like, what the hell are you doing? You cannot, come on, your technique, you cannot be undisciplined, you cannot hold them or get pass interference. I mean, you think about that. They probably said, like, oh, man, I know you, you know, just don't.
I know you know how to do it right.
Yeah, but.
So do it right the next time.
Yeah, don't do it again. No, sometimes you got to challenge a player. And sometimes, I don't know, this generation, can you challenge them? I don't know.
And how they take being challenged.
Yeah,
how that's the other part.
Oh, well, you can't transfer in the NFL. You know, in college football, I'm going to the transfer portal. Well, you can't do that in the NFL. You know, you with a team if you're on the contract until they want to get rid of you.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.